Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the home care agency?
This is a home care agency, ma'am.
Do you serve Lee Summit in
yes.
Missouri?
Yes.
Okay, and you take Medicaid?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my mom has, they're opening a Medicaid application and she's eligible, but apparently will take some time. Like,
well, let's see what she got. Let's see what she got. Let's see what she's where she's at in the system, and let's get you guys started. Are you going to be her caregiver to get paid?
No, I would like to, that's what I'm looking for is a caregiving agency.
So you're looking for someone to staff
her.
All right.
I'm looking at this point. I'm looking for someone to come in maybe 3 days a week for a minimal amount of time to just make sure she takes her meds and takes a shower.
Okay.
Which she can do herself at this point, but won't. So.
Right.
And
so,
I do a lot of caregiving, but I'm not prepared to do more than I'm already doing, and she needs more now.
Okay, so you don't want to be her caregiver.
Well, I'm already her caregiver to an extent, but
are you getting paid for it?
If I add any more, no. Well, we have a care agreement, which basically covers like the cost of living here where she has an apartment in our house.
Okay. What's your mom's
so
first and last name?
Gladys Hinshaw.
Miss Gladys. G-L-A-D-Y?
Yes.
With an S or no S?
Yes. Yes. S on
and
the end.
And how do you spell the last name?
H-I-N-S-H-A-W.
Okay. And her date of birth?
May 26, 1939.
In what county? You said it's Lee Summit, and you're looking for a female aide, and you said 3 times a week, correct? Is that what she's been approved for?
No, we haven't. I don't. They would have just started this today, so she hasn't. She doesn't have Medicaid yet.
Okay. And her home address?
411 Northeast Bitter Creek Road, Lee Summit, Missouri.
Zip code?
64086.
And you just applied for Medicaid?
I think they're in the process.
Okay.
Starting today.
All right. Now I just need you to grab some of my information. I was going to tell you to get her online for an in-home assessment, but if she don't have Medicaid, we have to wait for her to get onto Medicaid first. Then we can call to get her on to the assessment.
Okay. She still has yet to have her doctor visit, hospital follow-up, and like have the, what do they call it?
In-home assessment.
Yeah, and anyway, the doctor's orders basically.
So the doctor can order home care services. It's a prescription. It is going to help her case, okay? But first we have to get her onto Medicaid because Medicaid it's the program that's paying for home care at the house, all right? Once she gets onto Medicaid, that can take anywhere between 30 to 45 business days, like you said, not including weekends and holidays. There's a whole nother process to get her onto home care. So first we target the insurance that covers the services. Then we target the services needed. So once she gets onto physical Medicaid, then we're going to call Seniors and Disabilities and get her online for an in-home assessment. That is when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets. That's when they help create a care plan. The care plan then is followed by the caregiver that's going to get assigned to your mom's case. So that's why we're looking at a turnaround of 35 to 45 business days. Maybe longer, maybe shorter, depending on how quickly we move things around, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, if you do identify anyone, a friend, family, a trusted loved one that you trust with your mom, you can always give me a call and say, Jasmine, I found a neighbor that's willing to do it, and I'll pay them.
Okay.
I'll send them the hiring application. We'll put them on payroll, and we'll get Medicaid to pay that person that you trust in the home. If not, in the meantime, we're going to be identifying a female aide. I cannot give you a schedule because we don't have one yet. And we won't know how many days she's been approved for. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there, okay?
Okay.
You're going to be the point of contact for your mom.
So,
what's your name?
Diana.
Diana. I want you to write some of my information down, Miss Diana, so you can have it, okay? Mm-hmm. Did you go to DFS?
I did.
Okay, good. All right.
Hold on a second here. Yeah, I called DFS Family Support Division.
Good.
And got nowhere.
So the Family Support Division, it's better that you go in person, but it's even better if you do it online, Diana, because you're computer literate and you can follow your application. Mm-hmm. Go to the Missouri MoHealthNet website. Fill out the Medicaid application on her behalf. That's going to give you a code where you're going to be able to track it down.
Say it again because I wrote down something to do.
MoHealthNet. That's the Missouri Medicaid program. MoHealth, M-O, and then health.net.
Okay.
You're going to go to their website, and then you're going to look for the toolbar that says Medicaid application. Medicaid application.
Okay.
It's an income-based state-funded program. Once she gets on that, she has it for life. That's going to cover all her long-term care needs, medical supplies, medical beds, dentures, hearing aids, things that Medicare does not cover.
So she won't lose her Medicare, right?
No, Medicare is when you've worked your whole life and now you're retired.
Okay.
So now you're living off the benefits that they took from you while you were younger during your working years. Everyone gets that when they retire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Medicaid is a physical program through the Department of Family Services that you have to apply for. It's an income-based program, like welfare. You familiar with welfare?
So she'll keep her Medicare, but
and
she'll also get Medicaid.
If she's approved. If she's approved, she'll have both. She'll have both.
Okay.
And what's great...
It won't harm her ability to get into a nursing home later if needed.
So that's the beauty of home care, that it prolongs your mom's well-being in her home, and it allows her to grow older in her own environment without the option of having to stick her in a nursing home. That's why Medicaid pays for these programs, so the elderly die in their home, surrounded by loved ones and not in a nursing home. So this is to stop her from going into a nursing home and living a better quality of life. But yes, to answer your question, it will cover it at the end if she needs it.
Okay. Oh, if she ultimately, like, down the road needs that.
Needed it. Yep. Okay. And so does Medicare. Medicare also covers the nursing home. But we don't want to talk about that.
And what? Oh, we don't. Okay.
No, you don't want your mom in one of those environments. She'll die faster.
Oh, no, I don't.
She'll deteriorate sooner.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Home care is the way to go.
Yeah, otherwise that's kind of like automatically default what happens.
Yes. There you go. You understand. What's a good number to reach your mom?
She doesn't really, I mean, she has a phone, but it's like limited to just family members because she was getting so many sales calls.
We need a contact number for her. Although I'm going to put you down as the point of contact for everything. So we're going to be calling you, but we need a contact number for your mom.
Well, technically she has a number, but you won't be able to reach her through that number.
Can we leave a voicemail? If she doesn't answer?
I don't know, but nobody will get it.
Oh, okay.
See, we actually set it up so that she can call out and trusted family members can call in, but like nobody else, because she was really just having a terrible time with the sales calls.
Okay. So I have all the information that I need. I just need you to write down my information now.
Okay, let me get back to my page. Okay, go ahead.
So the agency that's going to be assisting your mom onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's Deluxe Home Care. My number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
Okay. Do I need your name?
Jasmine.
Oh, you told me that already.
You're going to call me once she gets that Medicaid. It's an 8-digit code. Once she gets that Medicaid, then we can call Seniors and Disabilities and get her online for the in-home assessment that I told you. That's the number. Okay. That's who we need to call to get her online for an in-home assessment.
Okay. Great.
All right. All right, Ms. Diana. Good luck with your mom. Call me if you need me. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Diane. Bye-bye.